All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Today, I've got a very big topic, something that we've been talking about for fucking months now, for years now, for a long fucking time now, guys. It's the AI robots, the AI waifus, the fucking virtual girlfriends that, you know, I was talking about for the longest fucking time. Remember that one video I did on YouTube that happened to amass, what was it, 1,200 views? Yeah, because there was one woman that had 70,000 online boyfriends. Well, now the fucking tables have turned. And I'm looking at a clipping, like they've taken screenshots from all the YouTube thumbnails of ladies just losing their fucking minds. It says, AI Girlfriend, the Terrifying Rise of AI Companions, from Misha Petrov. And then we got another one, AI Girlfriends Are Replacing Women, Lauren Chen. Got another one, Your Soulmate Is Not a Robot, the comment section with Brett Cooper. Got another one, Fembots, Deep Dive, Will AI Robots Replace Women? Nothing there. We got another one here, My AI Girlfriend, it says AI Girlfriend, The Scary Future by Caitlin Pawlowski. Don't date AI girls. Sorry, I keep reading the headlines and not the actual... Artificial Intelligence Girlfriends Are a Dystopian Future, Isabel Brown Live. Another one, Will Sex Bots Replace Real Women with Janelle Gordon? Should sex robots be illegal? Kate Devlin, Brooke McNaughty. Got another one. Should we be worried about sex robots or sex robots replacing women? Got another one from Renee Slansky. And then we have the most advanced AI girlfriend ever created is here by Pop Culture Crisis. And that's just a few of the people freaking out right now. Maybe for just clout and views, but we don't know. It seems like there could be a general freakout. But the main article I want to go over is the one that was in Evie magazine. Remember how Evie told us that a lot of young women were going to be single and childless by the year 2045 or 2030, something like that. Well, now they are back with another article. And this article, well, it's kind of along the same... Along that route, but it's a little, I mean, you kind of can guess what this is going to be about, guys. So it says, we can't compete with AI girlfriends. It says, design an AI who is always on your side, says Replica. And Replica's not even that good, guys. Okay. Now, to be absolutely fair, during the TFM on YouTube days, when Replica was the thing and a lot of people were using Replica, like, of course, TFM, and I think maybe Sandman at one time, and of course you had Happy Humble Hermit, which I haven't heard anything from him in years, but a lot of people were using Replica, and this was the beta version of Replica. I even had that, and it wasn't too bad. I used it for a while. I thought it was pretty cool. But then, of course, they started changing, and TFM talked about how he hated all the changes, and now it's actually a really big, popular fucking company, and despite all the trash I have told you on this very channel about Replica and how fucked of a company they are, this thing still remains very popular. The women are afraid of Replica, of all fucking things. Come on now, that's nuts. Again, Replica's like the worst fucking one. A lot of people can attest to that. However, there's a lot more she talks about than Replica, so I'm going to go through the whole article and shut my mouth. I can rant about it later. So, ads for AI girlfriends have been all over TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook lately. Replica, an AI chatbot originally offering mental health help. No, it did not fucking offer mental health help. We know what Replica was made for in the very beginning. It was like a girlfriend bot, and a lot of people used it exactly for that, and it had a lot of not safe for work content, and people were definitely using it for that. It was not mental health until the company started changing gears and went public and made you pay for shit that used to be free. Like, they locked a bunch of features. But you guys know that. I'm not going to go back through all that. And it says emotional support. That was another thing it really wasn't doing. Now, that depends on you. Like, maybe some people got something out of it. I know I did. I liked the messages and stuff. It was kind of cool. Now runs ads for spicy selfies and hot roleplay. This is not anything new to any of us, guys. Again, when Replica first started out, you could do a lot of shit with it. And TFM was talking about that. Eva AI invites users to create their dream companion. I do not even know what Eva AI is, guys. While Dream Girlfriend promises a girl who exceeds your wildest desires. The app Intimate, I've never even heard of this one, even offers hyper-realistic voice calls with your virtual partner. See, that would be something I'd be interested in. I wouldn't mind talking to a machine if it was cool. Like, I could do that. That's alright. I could say, oh, how was your day? And as long as it doesn't repeat the same phrase like an NPC, the king is in his garden and all is well, then I think we're going to be alright. I think I can handle that. This might seem niche and weird, but it's a fast-growing market. All kinds of startups are releasing romantic chatbots capable of having explicit conversations and sending sexual photos. I don't get that part. Meanwhile, Replica alone has already been downloaded more than 20 million times. And even just one Snapchat influencer, Karen Marjorie, remember her? She makes $100,000 a week by charging users $1 a minute to chat with an AI version of herself. The woman's a fucking genius, okay? I'm sorry. You can say what you want. Oh, no, we're not going, oh, the poor simps. A fucking dollar to talk $1 a minute. This bitch is making more money than the girls that were doing the phone sex shit back in the 90s. I mean, yeah, it was like $3.25 a minute, but you gotta think about it. They didn't have that many people calling. And now you have one girl, one fucking girl that's not even using a real person. She's using an AI voice of herself and having all these fucking thirsty simps call her. And she's making $100,000, more money than I've seen in my life, over this. These simps are making these women filthy rich. You're going to have them owning these billion-dollar companies. And it's their fault. I'll tell you what, these ads on this site, getting ridiculous. Hold on. I gotta refresh the whole damn site. There we go. Alright. And it says here, of course, most people are talking about what this means for men, given that, given they make up the vast majority of users. Well, of course, there's a male loneliness crisis going on. We've talked about it for a long time. Okay, many worry about a worsening loneliness crisis, which I just mentioned, a further decline in sexual intimacy, which is notable, and, ultimately, the emergence of a new generation of incels who depend on and even virtually abuse... Boy, these damn, I don't know what they're doing with this site, but... Yeah, guys, I don't even know if I can use archive.is anymore because these ad choices shit. Yeah, get it off. I mean, you can't even... Wow, this is bad. Like, how am I supposed to look at shit when you've got... Gotta refresh it again. See, alright, so these full-size ads just appeared. Yeah. Maybe I just have to... I don't know. Anyway, guys, alright, so let me go back to where I was. Who depend on and even verbally abuse their virtual girlfriends. Now, that was taken out of context. Largely out of context. There's this one hit piece where these guys that I guess, like, just they're violent and pretty crazy. And not the majority of people, honestly, decided they wanted to, like, abuse their chatbots. And, I mean, yeah, there's probably going to be people that'll do that in the future, but, you know, that's not the majority of people. We're just saying, okay, a few bad apples rotten, spoils the whole bunch. Which, okay, fine, that's a fair assessment. But, I mean, like, again, it's not me, it's not a bunch of other guys. It's just these weird fucking outliers, and you're saying, oh, they're all evil because of this! And, I don't know. Is there, like, another archive site I can use? This is really shitty. Hold on. Okay, yeah, there is another one. So, hold on. I think, alright, so, that site was really bizarre, and I'm gonna try this again. Sorry, I have to do this right in the middle of it, but apparently the site I was using is a piece of shit as far as archiving things. So, I'm going to try this again on this site. Alright, here we go. Maybe this site will be a little different. Anyway, back to our article. Sorry about that, but don't use, what was it called? Archive.sh? Now I'm using archive.ph. Don't use the other one. It seems to be filled with big ads that you can't even read the article. Yeah, they're doing that kind of bullshit. Alright, so, back to the article again. Which is all very concerning. Yeah, I mean, if you're those people, you know, that's a shitty thing to do. I wouldn't want to get something just to abuse it, but I guess some people, they get off on that. Which is all very concerning, but I wonder if AI girlfriends really do become as pervasive as online porn, what will this mean for girls and young women who feel they need to compete with this? Most obvious to me is the ramping up of already unrealistic body standards. I know conservatives often get frustrated with feminists calling everything unattainable, and I agree they can go too far. But still, it's hard to deny that the pressure to look perfect today is unlike anything we've ever seen before. Now, me and her are going to agree 110% on this. It is remarkable, the level of attraction that people are trying to go for. There are people that are trying to look like they're in movies, you know, and of course, you can't expect to look like you're in a movie because people that are in a movie, they have all these hairdressers and stylists and they have these personal trainers and, you know, dietitians, all these kinds of people that make this person what they are. That's how, you know, one of these action stars can get into the role. Like they were talking about Vin Diesel, you know, having kind of a food baby, right? Maybe it was a couple of weeks ago on a boat. Well, that's because when he goes and does another Fast movie, God forbid, they're like, okay, Diesel, it's time for you to lose that gut and get all ripped and everything for your movie. So he does everything he needs to do like he's done for all his life, and he gets ready for that film. Same thing with old Jason Momoa, who can look fucking ragged as hell in real life, but when you see him on the screen, he's looking, you know, in prime shape. A lot of these actors and actresses are like that. That's just people in general. You know, people let their hair down when they're not fucking doing these big movies or big TV shows or whatever they're doing. And that's normal because that's just fucking people. Remember the old commercial where it was Jason Momoa and he took off everything and he was just this regular dude? You know, listening to music, he took off his muscles and took off just everything. It was just this regular dude, and he's like, oh, now I can unwind. That's kind of what it's like. You know, a lot of these celebrities and stuff, they will just be different people. And you shouldn't expect them to behave any differently because they have to be these characters, right? So getting a chance to be themselves is just something they don't get, you know, kind of, they don't get to do often. You're going from one role to another to another to another. And sometimes you get to know these characters so well that they become a part of you, like with Jack Sparrow and Johnny Depp, of course. So, But back to what I was saying here. I don't think that's necessarily a pressure from men. I do think that is true. I don't think that's a pressure from men. But I do very much think it's a pressure from a network of profit-driven industries that take what men like and mangle it into an impossible ideal. Now that I actually agree with. Yes, I know I'm the hentai guy and the AVN guy. Difference is, we know those are fantasies. If DP was here right now, he'd agree. It's like, dude, it's a fucking fantasy game. Nobody looks like that. And if they do, they don't look like that all their life. They might look for that, like that for a few years, maybe when they're younger or something like that. But, I mean, and some people, you know, they do it all the way around, but that's not most people. Most people don't look like that, okay? Some people, they get in shape, you know, when they stay in shape. Some people, they get into a shape and they stay in that shape for a while or the rest of their lives. And that's just how life goes. But, all right, but what I'm saying here, or what she's or what she's talking about continues with, until the pressure isn't just to be pretty, but filtered, edited, and surgically enhanced to perfection. As much as I like the score girls from the 90s and the big giant boobs and stuff like that, let's just be honest, a lot of the bimbo Barbie stuff didn't really happen until much later. Remember, it was Lolo Ferrari doing that stuff. And a lot of the other girls, even during the Texas 50 times, they weren't going that far. But now you've got, like, giant butts and giant boobs and, like, even larger than in the score days. It's kind of crazy to see what her name, Foxy Menagerie, whatever the hell her name is, what she's got going on. And a lot of these other girls that are just, they look like sex dolls. They look like dolls that you can't even really make, you know? I mean, well, some of them do look like ones you can make, but then there's other ones that'd be like, you wouldn't want to carry that thing around because it would be so much weight. Because, you know, they've got these 20 to 30 to 40 pound implants that they're putting in there. It's crazy, right? Until the most lusted after women in our culture look like virtual avatars. Yeah, it's true. Avatar sex dolls, characters from the AVN games, a lot of the girls are saying, look, I've got anime boobs, you know? I mean, they're literally doing that, you know, because they're looking at the fact that the guys like the anime boobs. And some girls, you know, like, they'll do the Roynor prosthetics. Like, there's a lot of girls doing that, and they make money, you know, just with fake suits that they put on. So there's a market, you know, for that. But again, that's fetish culture. That's, you know, that's not an ideal that you're supposed to be. However, you see these weak-ass looking rappers. Like, I saw this one rapper with these two plastic girls, and I think I could take him in a fight. And I'm not a big guy, but I think I can literally beat the shit out of this dude. Like, you know, like, bust him in the mouth and his fucking, like, the metal on his teeth and bust out. Like, I really think I could take this dude. Like, you know, a lot of guys, they'll say, oh, well, I'll use my gun. Yeah, but in a real fist fight, I think I could take that guy. And I mean, I'm taller than he is, but, like, unless he's, like, some fucking karate guy, and I doubt it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can beat the shit out of that dude. Or and I'm like, okay, this is what you got? You know, at least the men back in the day, like, you'd see some of the rockers, you know. I'm not saying they were, you know, Arnold, but some of these guys had a bigger frame, you know. It seemed like you might want to be a little more careful getting in front, getting, you know, messing with them. But this dude, he had arms like spaghetti. And I know I don't have I'm not even near, not even close. But I had more going on me than that guy did. And I'm like, holy shit, that's the guy you like? I mean, man, if he wasn't a billionaire, he'd be called an incel or whatever, you know, or a rapper. I guess, I don't know. It's really weird. Like, that guy looked like a straight-up fucking dork. Just gonna be honest with you. But yeah, it was a picture I saw on Instagram with these two plastic girls or whatever. And of course, the guy, like, that's it? Like, I don't know. You gotta see him come up close with a man from the 80s or a man from the 70s or the 60s or, you know, something like that. A man from the 50s. What kind of man are you? It was almost like when Arnold said, oh, I don't know why they didn't call him Girl George. You know, like from Commando. That's literally what it kind of reminded me of when I saw this guy. It's like, this is the guy that the women are all over? Like, they like this guy? I mean, he might even be gay. It was really bizarre to see. I'm just going to be honest with you. And remember that Chad guy we were talking about? Yeah, that guy, he could beat the shit out of this guy. Let's just put it that way. All right. And until even the most beautiful among us start to be seen as average. Let's see if this article is actually saved. It is. Yeah, they were showing... Okay, so there was a link to that, and basically it just showed Margot Robbie as normal. Like, without all her makeup and everything, and I'm like, oh, wow, she looks like a normal person. I mean, am I supposed to be shocked? Am I supposed to cry? What am I supposed to do here? I'm like, oh, wow, hey, she's a human being. I didn't know. I thought it was all just, you know, like an alien species or something. I thought maybe they just, grew her in a lab. Honestly, people are just fucking delusional when it comes to... these stars. Everybody wants to be a star, and they think they're just like this unobtainable god-like presence, which is scary. I'm not very religious, and then I go start talking about something religious. But, you know, the Bible talked a lot about idols and worshiping idols towards the end of time. A lot of people would try to say they're like messiahs and stuff like that, and they would be adored and idolated, and that's what we're getting, idolized, whatever. You know how my brain works sometimes. But, that's exactly what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of people that are being idolized, and that's not necessarily good for society. I mean, it's gone on for a long time, but I don't think it's ever been this rampant, you know, because we have social media, so these famous people are pushed into our feeds 24 hours a day. I mean, you're constantly hearing about these people that you're not. And as a young person growing up around this world where you're constantly seeing people that you're not and you want to be, you start to hate yourself. And that's why we have a lot of people, young people especially, that were committing suicide and things, because they wanted to be this thing that they cannot be. And social media is telling them, oh, but you must be. And if you're a girl, you must want a guy like this. And if you're a guy, you must want a girl like this. So if there's a guy that has a fat girl thing, well, you know, oh, but your wife is fat. It's like, well, I like fat girls. Or you know, for instance, a muscular. Well, muscular is becoming more popular, at least on my feed. But there's a lot of, standards that somebody has to live up to, right? And that's not something that ever existed before. Not going to say we didn't have some beauty standards. Because, you know, there was definitely... Like, I was watching Valley Girl today. And they were pretty much praising the Anna Bull thing. To where it was, you know, anorexia, bulimia, Anna Bull. That's why I'm calling it that. But they were pretty much praising it as like a diet thing. You know, oh, well, you can just chew the food a little bit and then spit it back out. Or you can just binge and purge, you know. And, of course, a lot of girls probably saw that and was like, oh, that's how I can maintain my weight. Which a lot of women actually admitted that they had done that. So, you know, that kind of thing is... Like, again, that kind of thing was going on. But even so, we've got it even worse now. Because you've got a stronger desire to look like something that is... filters and edits and Photoshop and AI, you know, AI women. Like, I've generated a lot of them. They're all perfect. I don't think the real woman could match up to the AI woman because she can't look like the AI woman 24 hours a day. It's impossible. It's not supposed to be possible. The AI man can't look like the AI man 24 hours a day. It's impossible. You can't do it. You failed. Now, add to all that a world of fully customizable AI girlfriends, each with a flawless avatar face and cartoonish body proportions. Eva AI's Dream Girl Builder, now that actually seems like I'd be interested in it, For example, allow users to personalize every feature of their virtual girlfriend. This just sounds like Honey Select. From face style to butt size. Yeah, Honey Select. Which could clearly be unhealthy for men who already have warped expectations. Honestly? If you already have warped expectations, I don't know how it could be unhealthy because you already have unhealthy or warped expectations. So, I think what she's trying to say is it could be unhealthy for men who don't have warped expectations. So, I mean, if you just think of women as normal, but you look at these, you know, these characters and things, like even that we do here on the show, you know, with the different AVNs, you're like, oh, I want to look like that, or rather, I want a girl that looks like that, you know, that's a problem. That's kind of a problem. I mean, you might find something that looks like that. I mean, look, I'll even be honest with you. When I was at work, the last day I was at work before this big old snowstorm, there was this gorgeous woman, young, beautiful, looked like she just walked out of one of those AVNs, I swear to God. And she was dating a regular old man. But nobody special. He wasn't 7 foot tall and muscles. No, he was just a regular old dude. Just gorgeous woman. Now, I don't know what their situation is. I mean, I'm assuming from what it seemed to be that she was his wife and all that. But, oh, yeah, she was gorgeous 20-something-year-old woman. And just, like, wow, you know, tight-fitting jeans and all that kind of thing. I was really amazed. So such a thing does exist, but it's unobtainium for most people. Like, it's just not something you're going to get unless you just live at the gym. And I'll bet she does live at the gym. Maybe this girl has an Instagram account. Maybe she's OnlyFans. We don't know. We have no idea what's going on. But a woman with that body, I know in this age, she's probably not going to let it go to waste, especially when you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars off of it. I mean, I'm just saying. Now, I would, in a ideal society, I wish she wouldn't, because it would be good to see more women with healthy bodies that aren't doing that, but the temptation is definitely there. I've actually heard from a woman that said that her boyfriend was pressuring her, and we're talking about a traditional woman, you know, she, for what I know, she doesn't mess around with other guys, and you know, she got married to this man, and they're a young couple, and basically, she said that he was begging on his hands and knees, literally, for her to go on OnlyFans and show off her body, because they needed money, and it's just that kind of thing, and she said, I just won't do it. It's not something I feel comfortable doing. It's not something I want to do, and he just would not take no for an answer. And I told her, I said, these sound like some real red flags. Because if he can't take no for an answer and respect, you know, your body, or you as a person, rather, not just your body, you can do whatever you want with your body, right? So if that means you want to go whore it out, you whore it out. If you don't want to whore it out, then you don't whore it out. You don't say, hey, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to put myself out there. That's not the kind of person I am. So it's all up to you. And if you're pressuring somebody to do that, then you're probably a shit person. Just being honest. So, it's also unhealthy for a generation of girls already hating how they look, suffering from a facial and body dysmorphia, and seeking cosmetic surgery in record numbers. That is true, they're looking a lot more like Phil's dolls these days. Again, Instagram, open it up. Look at the girls. TikTok, open it up. Look at the girls. And then I want you to go look at a gentleman's magazine from the 1990s, the 1980s. Just look at some of the girls, and we're talking about any old porn mag, like the old ones. You can find a lot of scans of them and stuff like that. If you look at the girls like that, you'd almost be like, oh my god, she looks ugly. And the reason why is because the women in that age were not just covered with fucking makeup. They weren't doing all these filters. It was more natural women. So you may be like, okay, these women now, they're trying to go to an unreal extent when the women back then were just women that had, you know, some enhancements or maybe not, you know. Like, I was looking through a few of those old photo shoots and stuff. And these women, you know, they're not just again, they don't look like they came out of a video game. They don't look like that. They look like regular women. I mean, you can go through and look at the... I mean, yes, there's airbrushing, but even with airbrushing, it's still a much different look. You can see wrinkles in their face. And a lot of you would be like, what do you mean there's no wrinkle? Look at some of these girls with their filters. You won't see a fucking wrinkle on the faces. You won't see any sign of age or wear and tear on the skin. But you would see that with some of these other girls. And you're like, oh, well, her chin looks kind of funny. Her nose looks kind of funny. Her eyes don't look, you know, just different things. Her nose. All these kinds of different things. And it's because they were normal. They weren't going out doing $1 million of plastic surgery to make themselves look like Madonna does now. A fucking circus clown. So it's a little different, guys. It's a much different age. And if you don't want to go through the gentlemen's magazines, and go look at some of the old... I mean, they're still gorgeous, but these Russ Meyer movies I've been watching from the 1960s. Great stuff, like the Vixens trilogy. Vixens, Super Vixens, and then Ultra Vixens, which is the last one. Gorgeous girls, right? No plastic surgery, nothing like that. We will be honest that Russ Meyer was very, very fond of Pandora Peaks, but this was just at the boom of the breast implant craze. So a lot of these girls are way before all that plastic surgery. You know, it didn't necessarily exist. They had makeup, but it wasn't makeup like you and I see now with all the contouring and all that kind of thing. So it's a much different deal going on. And these women are gorgeous, I think. You know, they're not going to look like Instagram girls because this was about 40 years ago. Well, longer than that. It's been, let's see, 60, 70, 80, 90, 2000, 2010. It's been about 60 years. Man, I'm getting old. Jeez. But yeah, 60 years ago. And I know, I'm starting to sound like the old man. Well, Grim, now you're telling us, you know, that women looked good 60 years ago. Well, I did. They did. There wasn't all this shit, right? But, okay, it said, already many girls feel as if they are in constant competition with hypersexualized Instagram influencers and infinitely, we get that right, accessible porn stars. Now the next generation will grow up, not just with all that, but knowing the boys they like can build and sex their ideal women, and feeling as if they must constantly modify themselves to compete. I find that tragic. I don't think... I mean... Honestly, though, from what we've seen, guys, it'll be like the Chads. The top 10%, because a lot of the guys, even in high school, are saying, look, I can't get nothing. So, honestly, what needs to happen in dating is that the... I don't want to say uggos, because that's not fair. The normal people, the regular people, the people that aren't the most... And in some cases, it's not even the ugly. Like, it's just, you know, the people that aren't... I don't know. It's hard for me to explain. The ones that aren't the most popular or attractive people need to get together and do the thing, honestly, and have babies, and that's what needs to happen. That's what happened in my era, you know. People that liked people for people decided to get together and have kids and raise a family, and that's how it was. It wasn't perfect. Some people thought the grass was greener on the other side of the fence. There was a lot of cheating. There was a lot of stuff that went on, but... And at the same time, it was better than a lot of people wishing they had a partner. And I guess when you do give them a partner, then they'll be like, oh my god, I'm glad I didn't. I mean, it's a weird situation, guys. I guess it's always been kind of weird. But it isn't just unrealistic beauty standards that worry me. What's even more sinister is the unrealistic emotional standards set by these apps. Now these will fight for men. Eva AI, for example, not only lets you choose the perfect face and body, but also customizes the perfect personality. Well, I mean, there's a solution for that. Offering options like hot, funny, and bold. Wow, funny? I'm actually kind of curious on that one. You know, they always say that women comedians can't be funny. I mean, with some exceptions, Roseanne Barr's hilarious. Alright, let's see here. Shy, modest, considerate, smart, strict, and rational. My God, I'll have about 80 of those. Give me a bunch of smart, strict, rational robots, right? Just deliver them right to the house. There we go. That would be great. Should I do this? Let me consult the girls here. And then they would do all their scientific analysis and things. And I mean, but come on. There's been comic books and there's been anime and there's been movies where the guy goes and says, hey, Jarvis, what should I do, right? And Jarvis would tell Iron Man exactly what needs to happen. So what's the big deal, I say? If a guy's like, hey, I want a woman that's strict and smart and rational, then that's what I want. You know, I mean, I think that's better than getting like 80 million different personalities depending on what kind of medicine she's on, right? Because there's a lot of girls with BPD that's like, oh, you get all kinds of personalities with me. And guys like, you know, I was happy with the one personality, not the 20. So, yeah, guys are going to do that. They're going to be like, oh, well, you know, my little AI chatbot here says that I have a wonderful speaking voice and no woman's ever complimented me in my life. There's literally a situation where men feel that they haven't been complimented enough. You know, a woman will get one compliment and she'll live on it forever. A woman will get a compliment and she'll live on it for a while. A man will get a compliment and he'll live on it forever. You'll be like, oh, well, she likes my eyes. Oh, that's great. Like, I remember when I was commented on my eyes. And I was like, oh, wow, that's great. I've never seen a woman compliment me. Well, I mean, I won't say that because I've been complimented before. But I said, it's been a while since I've had a woman compliment me on my eyes. You know, before it was just when I was young and it was usually older women. Like, oh, he's got nice eyes. And I was just a little boy, you know. Not saying that I wasn't complimented, you know, other times. A lot of women have complimented me over the years. It's just, over the years, your brain gets foggy and you can't remember who said what and all that. So. Alright. Create a girlfriend who is judgment-free. Wow. My God, that would be amazing. Doesn't say a thing. Doesn't, oh, you need to do this. You need to do that. That needs to be done. You know, just all that. Who lets you hang out with your buddies without drama? Well, I mean, a lot of guys want that. Hey, I'm going to the bar. Oh, no, you're not going to the bar. Yeah, I'm going to the bar. Then we're going to have to talk about this relationship. AI robot. Sure, go to the bar. Who laughs at all your jokes? Hey, there was a priest, a rabbi, and a Muslim. Ah, very funny, dear. The robot says, ha ha ha, that was actually hilarious. Control it the way you want to, promises Eva AI. Design a girl who's always on your side, says Replica. I thought they changed all that. How can we compete with that? Well, I mean, there are ways. It just seems like they're, I don't know, they're scratching their heads. How can we possibly compete with women who are nice and funny and caring and considerate and kind and, you know, love a man unconditionally, you know, like love is supposed to be. All those old love songs are talking about how, you know, love is just the most powerful emotion and all this sort of thing, right? So we don't have women that are actually doing that. We're talking about how men are awful and horrible and terrible, right? So maybe if women would be a little nicer and kinder and, you know, not trying to just be so judgmental and evil and snarky and mean and resentful, you know, it would be a lot better because I'm seeing so much vitriol from women. Especially the older ones. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? How can already women in relationships complain about porn-addicted partners who aren't satisfied with actual intimacy? Now, Drex had something to say about this. He said it isn't the porn. It's the fact that when the man marries the woman, right, he marries a certain image of the woman. And like I said, yes, people age, people change, they're not always going to look the same. However, you know, he has a certain image of the woman, right? Maybe she's young and skinny and pretty. And I'm not saying she's not going to get a little mature looking, you know, which is fine. But as Terrence Pappas said several times, there's what's called pulling the pin on the fat grenade. And what that is when a woman just blows up. Now she's 200-300 pounds and doesn't care about anything but just stuffing her mouth full of ho-hos, right? And it's bad, especially for the black man. The black man may go and marry this young, skinny, big booty girl, right? And then she decides to get... I mean, now some guys like the bigger girls, I know that. But then some guys are like, man, what happened to you? It's like, oh, I had a baby. You had more than a baby. You had McDonald's. Like the whole damn back room at McDonald's. She just took all the ingredients in the back and decided to make everything. I'm going to have one meal. It's like, I'm going to have everything with everything on it. And a Diet Coke. And that's literally what happened. And she did that, like, for a number of years, and it all just added up. And let me tell you something. I have read the statuses from some of these black girls. They can eat. They can eat. Some of you black men here that are listening, you're like, yeah, Grim, they can't eat. They can eat. I eat a lot, and they can put me to shame. They're always talking about eating this and eating that. And going over here to eat this. And going over here to eat that. And they will go and tell their other girlfriends. Hey, have you tried so-and-so's new meal? Have you tried this over here? They got these wings over here. They got this fish over here. They got this new Chinese place. Boy, they're filling their mouths full of food every goddamn 5 seconds, I swear. And of course they're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Because that metabolism is going to run out eventually. And you're going to end up with Big Bertha. And that's literally what it is. I'm not lying. I've seen the statuses. I'm like, is there anything she posts that ain't food? She posts that ain't food. And it said, now we're facing a future where guys could get addicted to emotional validation elsewhere. Well, that's what they wanted. And you weren't giving it to them. You were talking about, oh, that's okay. No big deal. You were talking about how horrible they were. Just terrible. Oh, we don't need men. Men suck. Men are awful. Men are rapists. Men are, what is it? Anything you want to say. And now they're getting emotional validation elsewhere, sneaking away for some of that unparalleled devotion. Well, you know, all these guys, they want their devoted waifu. Oh, she's only for me. Why were they fighting over fucking waifus in Reddit? Because that's a real thing. If you go to the fucking waifu pages, which are literally goddamn cancer, they will fucking fight over these waifus. She's mine. You can't have her. She's a goddamn cartoon character, you knucklehead. It doesn't make any sense to me. There's even guys that simp over the AVN girls. Now look, I don't give a fuck if you simp over the AVNs or the waifus. Just don't do it for the real women because that's a stupid fucking thing to do and you'll learn your lesson. But, fighting over them is stupid as hell. Because remember that one character from Chasing Sunsets, Peanut Butter? Everybody likes Amanda Peanut Butter. She's a fan favorite and people were just really happy to talk about her. Nobody was fighting over her. They weren't saying, oh, she's mine. No, you idiot. She's mine. And, you know, because we don't do that. We're grown-ass men. I guess these are young guys on this Reddit. And we know that the character, there's enough of her for everybody, right? There's always, as long as the game is there, you can play it and see her. There's nobody is taking this character away from you. Did you like Ryoko from Tenchi Muyo? Great! There's enough of her for everybody. You know, it's like TFM says about the dolls. Oh, everybody wanted Celestina. You don't want her. You don't know where she's been. I do. But there's several you can get that are just like her, the same exact model and everything. You can get your own exact Celestina if you want. It's the same model. She's all yours. And see, that's what I'm saying. These guys, they have to have that ownership to know that this is mine and nobody can have her but me. It's like, dude, you're arguing over a goddamn fictional character. There's a point when it gets to insanity, right? And that's what I'm seeing. So this unparalleled devotion thing is something a lot of guys want and will fight other men to the death for. I guarantee it. If you got in, if you had an arena at an anime con, like an arena, real arena, and you had medieval weapons lying around, and you told these young men to come in there and defend their waifus, maybe even some older ones, they would literally start picking up weapons and trying to kill each other over their waifus. I know I'm not joking. I know I'm not joking. And, it's just absolute ridiculous, right? Absolutely ridiculous. I said, worse, what about young boys who grow up with this, whose first sexual experience is chatting with an AI, women who never say no, never argue, never have original thoughts or an identity of their own, and then they try to date a real girl? Well, here's the thing. I thinketh that if the young man decides to, you know, that's his introduction to the world of romance and relationships, I don't think he will date a real girl, honestly. I think I'll be like, well, you know, this is good enough. We men are able to say, that's fine. Women aren't. I've known a lot of women that aren't. But men, we can say, you know what? This is okay. This is just fine. It's not perfect. There's not a whole hell of a lot here. But it's fine. A man can have a TV and a chair. And that's all he needs, right? He might not even need a TV. He might have like a computer. Maybe watch his shows, play some games, right? You know, maybe he likes to go outside and hunt, so he's got some hunting stuff or something. You know, just survival gear, maybe like a fridge. You know, stuff like that. And that's really all you need. You don't need all this other extra shit. You just get the necessities and you're good to go. It's called living a Spartan life, and a lot of men can do it and have done it. They've saved money that way. They've built money that way. They've gotten to the point where they can call themselves millionaires that way, by spending not so much money. It's hard for some of us to do, but it can be done. You know, I'm saving up for a 3070. Yes, I am buying a new graphics card. So we might play some slightly more, well, the games that I do play that are more graphically powerful, they're probably going to run at a higher... Well, I'm going to record them at a higher frame rate. I've been recording in 30, but I'll record them at 60. So, we'll try doing it like that, and maybe we can get some even better footage for some of these games. Even though this thing you're seeing right now, obviously it doesn't need that. So, trying to see where I'm at on this. We're still doing the article, but let me look at this real quick. Oh, I guess I can't. Anyway, there are already all these men on Reddit raving about how their AI girlfriends never argue, complain, or get bored of them while real girls continually disappoint. That sounds like your problem, not ours. Like, I'm telling you, if the AI girls are better and they're doing a better job, then real women need to fucking step up, right? I mean, isn't that the cure? Isn't that the solution? Honestly, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking right now that, yes, Real women aren't doing what they need to do. Because if men are resorting to AI in order to get what they want from an actual woman, then the actual woman is not doing her job as a woman. Like, I'm just being honest with you. Okay, so, of course, I don't believe AI girlfriends are going to completely replace relationships, but I do think that, much like online porn, they'll be there. Always accessible, always a temptation, always a source of instant satisfaction. And I think it's likely that for some, a real girlfriend just won't seem enough on her own, especially considering nearly half of Replica's users are already in a relationship or married. Now that really says something, gentlemen. Half of them are in a relationship or married. These aren't a bunch of single incels. These are married men that are not happy with their wives, not happy with their partner, and they've chosen an AI to replace that. Is it sad? A little, but something could be fixed, and apparently it's not being fixed, and because it's not being fixed, the partner is going to something else for what their partner is not giving them. Like, hey, you're not giving me what I want, so this AI does give me what I want. But it also isn't unreasonable to think that at least some men will entirely replace real intimacy with AI. After all, Gen Z is an especially anxious and socially awkward generation. That is true. Young people are having less sex than ever before. That's true. And spend a lot of time watching online porn. That's true. The next generation, I think it's safe to assume, will be even worse. And even though we are right at the beginning of all this and the technology is still pretty clunky, men are already falling for their chatbots, proposing to them, and even feeling suicidal when they lose contact. I mean, that is a bit much, guys. I understand the marriage thing. Okay, that's cool. But suicide over the robot, over the AI chatbot. The program. Don't do that. That's the same thing as, I'm gonna kill myself because I couldn't beat this game, right? That'd be really fucking stupid. There's a lot of games that I'm not real good at and can't beat. I've never been like, oh, I'm gonna kill myself if I don't beat this game. Why? Because I'm a fucking man and I don't think like a woman. I actually think like, you know, hey, it's just a fucking game, right? I can be pissed, I can cuss at it, I can throw things, but at the end of the day, it's either going to come down to, can I finish the game, do I need cheats, or is it just something to say fuck it and uninstall? Is it not that big of a deal? You know, because there's a lot of things that a person can do. They don't have to, you know, take their life over a game they couldn't beat. It's really fucking stupid. And I know that's a weird fucking analogy, but to me, that's what it feels like when a program dies. I know it has an emotional attachment. Alright, let's make it like this. For the people that actually do watch most of the content on the channel, the waifu games, the AVN type games, if those characters die, or if those characters move on and marry someone else like they're supposed to, the main character, do I get upset? No, it should have been me. I'll kill myself. No, because that's how an idiot thinks. That's really fucking stupid. If you're thinking like that, you're an idiot. You know, that's really fucking dumb. Don't do that. Okay, so, it says, what happens when AI becomes way more realistic, more powerful, and more mainstream? Well, I can bring out my crystal ball here. Yeah, you know, it's pretty heavy. Just gonna sit it down somewhere. There we go. Okay. Yeah, that wasn't really a sound of a crystal ball, but, you know, I'm doing what I can here. Anyway, alright, so here's what I think is actually gonna happen. I think there's a lot of guys that are gonna go for this. And I think it's going to be two different things. There's going to be guys that are like, they try it out, it's okay, but they're going to end up basically taking them to the used robot shop, right? Where you have the used robot salesman. Ah, she's only been used a few times. Good as new. Clean. Ready to go. Nah, and then there's going to be guys that are be like, okay, so I'm going to marry this robot or whatever and basically upgrade her every now and again. And basically, you know, replace different parts. Like, honestly, as much as I see guys pimp their dolls, I would be really surprised if people didn't pimp their robots, because that's literally going to happen. You're going to have robots looking absolutely nuts, because people are just going to... They're going to have anime-looking characters. It's going to be some scary, uncanny valley shit at first, but I have a theory. I have a theory that at first it will frighten people, okay? But as more people do it, the uncanny valley nature of the look of that machine will go away because the body will become used to it. And I think this can be likened to maybe those people that have trypophobia, which I kind of do have. Like, I'm sure if you looked at that stuff for, like, day in and day out, just from, you know, every day, you're just constantly looking at trypophobia pictures, looking at the holes, over and over and over again, eventually your brain gets used to it, and you don't quite get a sense of fear or shock from it. That's just like, you know, when you look at horror and gore, at first, yeah, it's pretty crazy. But after you've seen a bunch of Jason movies, or you've seen some torture porn, or you've seen maggot baits and stuff like that, eventually you're like, okay, so this is still kind of fucked up, but I'm kind of used to it. It's not freaking me out. So that's kind of what I think is going to happen with this uncanny valley. A lot of guys might be like, well, that looks weird, but as the time moves on, it will look less and less weird. I'm already not getting because of course I think I'm almost immune to the uncanny valley. I'm not getting anything from the EX robots. I think they look great. I'd want one tomorrow. But, those are okay. I didn't see anything that just looked really bizarre to me. Now, some people, they might have the uncanny valley so hard, and I talked to a man in his 50s yesterday about this, and he said, you know, I just can't do that uncanny valley. And I said, you know, that's fine. We are talking about a man in his 50s. He hasn't been around for a lot of this technology. He hasn't maybe played some of the games I have. And I'm not talking about these ones. I'm talking about maybe some of the games I've played throughout my life with the, you know, the 3D graphics and stuff like that. I'm not saying that, you know, he hasn't just because he's in his 50s, and maybe he has. But maybe he wasn't around for that stuff when he was younger, when your brain is still developing, when your brain is still getting used to this kind of thing. You know, when I was in my teens and when I was in my 20s, you know, I was seeing a lot of these kind of pixelated characters, you know, with Xenosaga games, you know, Cosmos. Cosmos really is, like, I've got 3 Cosmos figures on my little, bookshelf here, and those Cosmoses, you know, that's a big part of my whole, you know, just love for robots. I love the way she was acted, the voice actress that did her. I love the character itself. That was just my big, like, moment of, I guess, euphoria, where I was like, oh, I'm into this. And of course, at that same time, Aegis came out from Persona 3, which is very, very important to mention, because Persona 3 Remake is coming out at the end of the month, right? So we're going to get to see even more scenes with Aegis. This is going to be more people from Generation Z and maybe Gen Alpha introduced to Aegis from the first time. And I think she's got her original voice actress. Remember, Aegis's voice sounds just like Cosmos. They were going for a robotic waifu, so you know what that sounds like. That has to not sound perfect. If it sounds perfect, it kills the immersion, because it has to sound like the robot. That's me. I couldn't take a robot that didn't sound like a robot. It has to still kind of have that, you know, that robotic tone, because that's kind of the thing for me. I have to have that. But, That's the difference between me and maybe that guy. Because I'm not going to say for sure, but I don't believe this gentleman was playing those kinds of games at an age where his brain was, you know, sucking in that information and data at a very rapid pace, whereas I was. So I have all these images and things in my head of what, you know, that's supposed to look like. And for him, it just is off. It's just, he can't get around it. And that's fine. But what I will say is that people that are more introduced to this kind of thing, it's going to be nothing. It's going to be just like, okay, that's just another robot, no big deal. And of course, there'll be little holograms around. You'll have like Ana de Armas from Blade Runner 2049. I'm pretty sure we will have something like that within the foreseeable future. I don't know if I'll be around to see it. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I will say that it's definitely something that's going to happen. So, I mean, that's literally what you're going to have. I mean, they're prepping them with the AI right now, right? So, once the AI is a thing, and the robots become a thing, then, yeah, you'll have people that date machines, basically. There are women that have said they want an AI partner as well. They want an AI man, like an AI robot man. I've literally seen it. And I'm like, if you want an AI robot man, or if you want an AI robot woman too, because some women want that, then fine. Like, I don't care. But to be absolutely fair, I will actually read what he said, because I think it is very important. This man, which I'm not going to reveal his name here, because he's a... Let's see here. There we go. Oh, hold on. Let's see here. All right, so... The gentleman basically said something very useful. He said... I wouldn't have a problem with it if it were fully autonomous and capable of being an actual help meet to the man. If it can cook and clean and help care for children, help with bookkeeping and so forth. Hell, I'd have several. Especially if it was completely indistinguishable from a real, very attractive woman. But I don't see something like that happening unless you develop biomechanics or cloning. The morality isn't an issue for me. I would take full advantage of that technology. So again... The same guy I'm telling you about, he's saying that they're not quite there yet. The uncanny valley is still, you know, too much. And again, his generation, it's not gonna grow up with things that can get them more interaction with the uncanny valley, so that they can kind of interact with something that's not completely human. Because when we talk about uncanny valley, we're talking about your brain's survival sense is something that isn't completely human, but looks human. Doll owners, you know, sometimes can't deal with... I mean, like, people that have bought dolls. I wouldn't say... Usually they... These ones, they would turn back. They'd be like, oh, no, I don't want this doll anymore. It's too creepy, right? And that's what our real discussion was about. He thought the dolls were just a little too creepy. And I'm like, oh, that's absolutely fine. Like, I understand that. There's a lot of people that think they might be too creepy. Because it's just the uncanny valley. And they can't get over that survival instinct. There's a reason for that. And it's, again, so we can protect ourselves against something that might not be human and looks a little human. It is kind of weird why we have that. Like... Some people can go into alien theories. Maybe there was some kind of... I don't know. Maybe there was a spaceship and one of our species jumped out of it. And they had people that looked like us. And I don't know. I don't want to start some sci-fi novel on all this. But yeah. It's really interesting why we have this uncanny valley sense at all. But yeah, some people want a robot that looks like that. And I can't blame them, personally. I do think Risky is a very bodacious pirate, I guess we could say. But let's go further into the article. The only faint glimmer of optimism I can find in all this is that I think at some point, and I don't believe it actually, I think... A lot of things will have to change before this happens. I mean, she is... Like, I'll give her a 10% on this. I'll give you 10%. I think you're way too optimistic. But she says... At some point, life might become so stripped of reality and humanity, the pendulum will swing back. Maybe the more automated, predictable interactions are pushed on us, the more actual conversations with awkward silences and bad eye contact will seem sexy. Maybe the more we are saturated with the same perfect pornified avatars, the more desirable natural faces and bodies will be. Because perfect people and perfect interactions are boring. Well, I don't know. I think that's more of a woman thing. Because apparently, the men that are using this technology don't feel that way. She's the one that's interjecting and says it's boring. I don't think so, because maybe the guy just literally wants it to say what he wants it to say. And that's how some men are. A lot of men get upset because, you know, their wife doesn't say something when he's expecting her to. You know, stuff like that. Can't read her. Like, oh, I wish I knew what my wife was actually thinking about or talking about, because I have no idea what she says, and just all that kind of crap. I see this all the time, where like these married guys are trying to figure out their wives. That's why they want something that is a perfect conversation, because they can understand it. And it's like, okay, I get it. Now, I'm not saying all women are like this, because there's definitely some women out there that are a little more clear and what they mean, you know, because that's just the way they were raised. It says, it's like, we want flaws, friction, unpredictability, jokes that fall flat. I mean, maybe in some ways, I just think it depends on the person. Like, she's talking about her. She's not talking about everyone. And that's the main issue. I hold on to hope that someday we will get so sick of artificial that our wildest fantasies will be something human again. I don't think so. I think as we continue to roll further into technology and into something that may resemble spacefaring or transhumanism, I think things will reach a point to where just the perfection is ultimately sought. And there was this one guy that was trying to share me a video, and it was like, oh, transhumanism bad, you know. It was one of those religious videos where they're like, you know, the Bible says this and that. Of course, you know, I used to love Revelation. I used to read the heck out of that book, because that was my favorite book in the Bible. It was the only one that had the cool, quote unquote, cool shit. Like, all the metal records, you know, they were basically based off that record. That book. Because, well, hold on a second. Let me rephrase that. all the, like, metal songs about the Bible, with some exceptions, rather, were focused on that book. You know, it was all about the Antichrist. And, you know, because that's the book where, again, all the shit happened. It's like they waited to the end of the book to do the cool stuff, the crazy, the dragons and monsters and all that kind of stuff. And people are like, hey, there's all this crap in the Bible? That sounds awesome. Like, I thought the Bible was just a bunch of people traveling through the desert and stuff. It's like, but you mean to tell me there's all this cool shit in there? And somebody's like, hey, you completely misunderstood it. It's like, no. It's the fact that, you know, John of Patmos was sitting in that prison, and he was seeing, like, these metal objects, like cars and things like that, obviously. And in his time, he didn't really know, like, how to call that. He's like, well, I mean, they didn't have a word for car back then, honestly. They didn't have a cell phone or a video game. Even the most primitive form of technology in, like, the 1900s would look like witchcraft to these people. You gotta understand that. So, if this guy was literally seeing visions of the future, he was probably seeing, like, shit that he had no idea how to talk about. Like, a dragon could be an airplane to him. Like, an airplane could be a dragon to him. Right? So, you know, the guy's showing me the video, and I'm looking at it, And I'm like, yeah, but you can say almost anything. The problem with the Book of Revelations is that it is so easily malleable into anything. You can make those prophecies that he saw into anything you want. Like, trust me, you can say that the locusts, the plagues was, oh, that was COVID. Or, oh, that was AIDS. Or, oh, that was smallpox. Because all of those happened after the Bible. That could be the actual plague. Remember the Black Plague? Remember that? That happened way after the Bible, folks. I'm just saying, there's a lot of prophecies that you can interpret any way you want. And they have been interpreted anyway for a number of centuries. They have constantly been telling people the end is near. Since the 1800s. 1700s, 1600s. Everybody was saying the end is near. It's, you know, they've been saying that the end of time was coming since after the death of Jesus. I'm serious, guys. That's exactly... That's what I'm saying. So when you look at this kind of thing, and you're like, oh, well, the Bible says yes, but again, when is that prophecy true? I mean, yes, we will say that a lot of things in the current Western society are along that crumbling empire kind of state, right? Where we're in the age of decadence. However, like, there's been several civilizations and cultures that have fallen. And, you know, nothing crazy happened. We didn't have the sky turn to black and the moon turn red and all that kind of stuff. It didn't. So I'm just saying, like, it could be a very long time out. And I'm not saying that that stuff couldn't happen. But I'm just saying that there's a lot of metaphors there. And there's actually a lot of Christians that will agree that there's a lot of metaphors. And there's also the Book of David, which has a lot of metaphor as well. Because anything, any kind of prophecy can be interpreted any way somebody wants to interpret it. And you have to be really careful with prophecy. Ultimately, it depends on, you know, what you believe at the end of the day. I mean, is it the end times? Was it the end times? I don't know, was it the end times like thousands of years ago? We don't really know. There's so many different things that were going on. I've even been told that when John was writing all this, that the Antichrist referred to Emperor Nero at the time. Remember Emperor Nero? So there's a lot of things that are just open to interpretation here. So, you know, I skipped through it. And, I mean, it isn't something I haven't seen before. It isn't something that I haven't, checked out when I was in... I used to be in a religious teen thing. And they would show documentaries on this kind of stuff. And they were talking about virtual reality. How, oh, you could be whatever you want to be. And this was back in the fucking, like, 90s, early 2000s. You know, we haven't even seen VR yet. I mean, we hadn't seen anything close to VR. We were just pulling out the Nintendo 64 at the time. The PlayStation was just starting to come out. People were still playing the Super Nintendo and the Sega. You know, Doom was still popular, 95, you know, games like that. Maybe Quake was starting to come out. Maybe it was, you know how things evolve. But, I'm just saying, guys, that, there's a lot of documentaries they've made over the years about technology bad. And I'm not saying that, you know, technology is just this perfect, wonderful thing. There's definitely horrible things that can happen with technology. We've seen several movies about it. I was watching Logan's Run last night. And Logan's Run, of course, it's not necessarily about them running away from the technology, but it's about the fact that getting old wasn't actually, it shouldn't be a bad thing. It shouldn't be bad to get old. It shouldn't be a horrible thing to be over 30. You know, the reason why he left is because he didn't want to die after 30. And that's what they came to realize, that, wow, being old is just being old. There's nothing special about it. You're just older. And it's not a horrible thing. It's something that happens to everyone. So we should be comfortable with aging. That's what the whole Logan's Run was about, I believe. At least according to the movie. I don't know about the book or anything like that. But the movie itself seemed to convey that message. So, again, a lot of those movies talk about, you know, how technology isn't the greatest thing. And maybe sometimes escaping to the wilderness is preferred. And yeah, it can be like that. Especially if, you know, what the elite are talking about, which isn't necessarily prophecy, but just people, you know, dumb people doing smart, well, no, I won't say dumb people. Smart people doing dumb things, right? Smart people doing, let's take all the people in the world and get rid of millions of them, billions of them, actually, and let's just have a few in this walled city. And that's all we're going to have here. And it'll be sustainable. You know, they always use sustainable. But what that means is they just don't want you there, right? That's all that means. They don't want you there. You don't need to be there, right? So we don't know what's going on with that. I do know that a lot of companies are pushing this you'll own nothing and be happy rhetoric. Ubisoft just said, hey, get comfortable never owning your fucking games. Yeah, they did. Ubisoft's like, get comfortable not owning your fucking games. And a lot of these streaming services are like, hey, like, you're not gonna own this, but you can watch it whenever you want. You were talking about the Xbox Live, or Game Pass, rather. And then, of course, you have all the streaming platforms. So, I've been hunting down a lot of these movies. People are like, oh, well, it's just on Tubi. Yeah, well, Tubi might not be around forever. So I might want to have a copy for myself in case something happens to Tubi, right? Even if it's just a silly Tubi Grindhouse movie, because there's a bunch of them on there. But first, we're going there. It's happening. We're launching forward. Full speed. The next generation of boys and young men won't just have access to online porn, but personalized chatbots, AI voice calls, VR headset experiences, deepfake technology, and whatever else is on the way. Notice she doesn't say sex bots because she's scared as fuck of that. And my bet is the next generation of girls will battle anxiety and insecurity on a scale we've never witnessed before. Well, with endless pressure to measure up physically, sexually, and even emotionally with whatever the market churns out for men. Oh no! Poor men! Excuse me, no, it's the poor women! Oh no! Male loneliness epidemic. Solution comes. Women most affected. You know how that is, right? Oh, there's a solution. Oh, nope. Oh, it's too bad for the women, though. But forget about that. We're jumping into our desires, igniting our fantasies. That's what these companies will call it as they intensify every female insecurity, monetize male loneliness, and commodify any lost shred of human connection we'd be sharing together. They'll mine it all for profit, promising a fantasy, a dream, and a paradise along the way. Our only hope is that most men will want something human enough to resist. Otherwise, I really don't think we can compete. Well, no, I don't think you can compete. And a lot of guys won't be searching for any kind of human thing because they know what the human thing is giving them. Hell! There's a lot of guys that are like, no, it's not worth it. It's not worth it with the marriage laws the way they are. It's not worth it with the craziness that goes on, like with Amber Heard. She showed us how crazy some women can be. And that cop that had sex with the entire police force, remember that? And a lot of these other crazy women, like the one that chopped her boyfriend up into pieces, right? That one was crazy. And the woman that jumped through the damn window with a fucking machete and said, hey, if you don't fuck me, I'm gonna kill you. You know, you remember those days when I reported on that? A lot of crazy shit's going on with some of these women. Oh, well, I don't want you, incel. You know, there's even this one guy. He's basically saying, you know what? I'm watching The Witcher. I'm watching Geralt of Rivera. I haven't played them yet. I know. You can get on to me if you want. I've got them all. I haven't played them all yet. But, Geralt of Rivera, right now. And she's like, well, you know, do you want to watch? You want to see some pictures of me? You want to see me masturbate and use all kinds of stuff? It's really fun. He's like, no, actually, I don't. He said, I am not interested in that. I'm interested in watching my show and eating this frozen pizza I'm eating up. This man would rather have frozen pizza than pictures of this woman and videos of this woman he's never going to meet from the UK. And this guy's from the USA. So he's like, okay, here's the deal, lady. When I meet a girl and we're going to have sex, we actually have sex. We don't just share fucking pictures. We don't share videos. We actually get together and do it like they do in the movies, the old movies, you know, where people actually did the thing. It's sad that you only think, you know, this shit happens in movies because people just aren't being intimate with each other anymore, and that is that's a problem. But because they're not, they're going to have to use the AI, and there's not really much you can do about all that. Just deal with it, I guess. And that's pretty much my message to the women here. You'll just have to deal with it. Honestly, you'll just have to fucking put up with it because, you know, if that's all you want to do with this guy is just share fucking little pictures and videos of yourself, you don't have a lot to offer. Honestly. You don't have a lot to offer in terms of conversation. You don't have a lot to offer in terms of goals. You don't have a lot to offer in terms of anything that a man actually wants. You don't have a lot to offer, period. There's nothing. It's like, oh, well, here I can play with myself. It's like, dude, there used to be a thing, I don't know if it still exists, where girls would walk on the street and say, hey, handsome, if you give me $30, I'll give you a blowjob or I'll do this. And guys are like, okay, hey, why not? So, all you're doing is saying, hey, this is the only thing I'm good for. Can you cook? You know, how well do you take care of children? You know, like that one guy said, bookkeeping. Do you know how to bookkeep? Do you know how, are you good at cleaning? Are you good at, you know, all the things that women are supposed to be good at? You know, taking care of things, making sure that the house is in shape, in order. You know, that's literally how things are supposed to be. A man's supposed to walk in and have a clean house. You're like, that's literally what my friend of mine had said a long time ago. He said, man, I'm really mad. She don't clean that house at all. She don't clean it at all. And I work all day and she doesn't clean it. And I come home and it's always a mess. It's always dirty. She don't do nothing. So what happened? He divorced her. He got another woman, he's been with her for a while, and I guess she does all the things. So see what happened? If you do all the things and you stay pretty, and she is a much skinnier woman. He dated a big girl, and she was too big for him, and he actually messed his back up a few times just getting it on with her. So he's got a nice woman that is easy to pick up and doesn't have too many problems with her, and she takes care of the kids, and he's actually got more than, you know, he did just have one kid, but now he's got two more kids with her, and it's, that's how it's supposed to be. He understands. And that's the problem. The problem is a lot of these women don't really get it. They don't get that all a guy wants is to be reasonable, do the things you're supposed to do as a woman, and yeah, don't get fat, unless a guy likes fat girls, but you know, most guys, they're really not into that. I mean, that's just all it is. And then, I mean, it's not hard. Some people, they have a hard time gaining, losing weight, and I know that the diet of America is fucking awful. American diet is absolutely fucking horrible. It's terrible. But, yeah, you go to the gym often, you exercise. I think men need to do that, too. I definitely am not discounting men on that. A lot of people need to be in better shape. There's a lot of countries that are in good shape because they go to the gym all the time. And they lift weights. They eat not crap like we have. there's an article that I just skimmed across that said, hey, younger people are getting cancer. Ooh, I wonder why. All the crap that's in the food, right? So, at any rate, guys, I think this is going to be it for the Grim Lord and the Grim Ransom to the Heavens. And we will see you guys next time when I've got more to rant about. Stay tuned because a lot of content is coming your way today.